It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, Donovan. Dinosaurs.
Yes!
Go.
Oh, come on.
T-Rex.
Yeah. I'll take the childish versions, too.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know dinosaurs.
Dilophosaurus, Brontosaurus, Camiosaurus, Triceratops, Stegosaurus.
There you go. Give a point to Matt. He just got 5 right there. You have a 12-year-old son, so you're just fresh out of the dinosaur era.
I got hooked on that Jurassic Park Evolution video game. It's like SimCity, but for dinosaurs.
Okay. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The only one I know is lick a lot of...
Oh, my... Yeah, hit it twice. What a jerk.
That sounds like something I would have said.
Yeah, it was. Now you're hanging around with Matt too much.
And none of you guys are going to... You didn't dump that?
We heard you dump it.
I got it. I don't know if it worked, though, in there, because my thing didn't start flashing.
That's like a line 4 guy joke.
Gosh.
I liked it.
What's the score?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Ah, yes. The emergency break of the week brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration. We'll give you 3 candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number 1. We've had to mix and match here on The Ticket the last couple of weeks. We have a couple of guys out with paternity leave. Tip sheet, Tyler, has got 1 more week, I do believe. Ham is out. And because of that, we've had some guys playing out of position. Jay, you've done a terrific job. But you will admit that as you're in here, you don't work morning drive or afternoon drive that much, and sometimes things hit you upside the head from time to time.
Certain things throw you off.
Yeah. So you can understand how this happens to Creighton Branch running the hardline board. Some of this is a computer problem, what we call OpEx. Some of it is on him, but enjoy the bumper cars.
All right, Donnie, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, boys.
We'll see you, bud. There he goes, the great Donovan Lewis. All right, Corby, let's do some e-news. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
So,
Wait. Holy.
A man that got Me Too'd is back.
Now go.
You literally can go now.
I know, that's the problem. My OpEx is...
Well, let me take this opportunity, Creighton, to tell the good folks about D&M Auto Leasing while you get that sorted out, because you know what?
What? Yeah, bumper cars all over the place there. Not all of that is Creighton's fault, but because he went to the... Am I right about that? Because he went to the spot early, that messed it up.
He went too fast, and then he paused it, and he tried to go again, and you can't overload the system that way. It needs one thing at a time.
Could we use a new system? Would that help?
I will not say anything about that.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll put you on the record as saying nothing about that. Let's hear the cars smash into each other one more time.
All right, Donnie. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, boys.
We'll see you, bud. There he goes, the great Donovan Lewis. All right, Corby, let's do some e-news. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
So,
Wait. Holy.
A man that got Me Too'd is back.
Now go.
You literally can go now.
I know, that's the problem. My OpEx is...
Well, let me take this opportunity, Creighton, to tell the good folks about D&M Auto Leasing while you get that sorted out, because you know what?
Was that a real detailed explanation from Creighton coming back?
What up, my OpEx?
No.
That's
the problem. My OpEx is
what?
All right, that's funny. That's Creighton and Hardline Bumper Cars as candidate number 1. Candidate number 2, it's from the morning show. I'm having a year. Now, this is on me, I guess, just because it caused my broadcast partners to rear up. But at the same time, I think this is an assault on my person. I think this is just a bailout by my coworkers. You be the judge, as we had a Bill Cosby off
All it says was, all AI says, was that Cosby admitted to obtaining Quaaludes to give women he wanted to have sex with.
Quaalude pudding pop.
Wait a second. We're joined now by what appears to be head injury Bill Cosby.
Not much worse than yours. Wait, I want to hear more of yours, George.
No, I'm not going to do that.
What is that?
What is it? Radio genius, but you can call it what you want.
It's not Bill Cosby, but I want to know what it is. It's some character.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
It's pretty worse than his.
What?
Goofy
I've never heard you do, I guess, Bill Cosby before.
It's amazing, isn't
because
it?
I don't remember that.
It's amazing.
So, Bill, what are you doing these days now that you've been out of prison?
Oh, he's not on the line anymore.
Oh gosh. P1s were so happy and excited. We're having this fun.
No, they're not either. They're not excited.
I'm get out of the prison of the stuff of the Camille's tea.
That sounds like head injury Harry Carey.
That's Gordo like doing George's Bill Cosby.
No, that's what he just did 5 minutes ago, too.
Come on, let's have dueling Cosbys.
No.
Come on.
No, I don't want to. It's Gordo's favorite sport.
What?
Just to put me out there, just knowing that I've got nothing, and hey, come on, do some more nothing for us.
You were great. No. I loved it.
It wasn't great. It didn't sound like Bill Cosby.
Great little pudding pop.
Well, there, we got a new drop out of it.
Great little pudding pop.
But I swear, you do yours so exaggerated now.
Yeah, I do it
much
better.
I don't know if it's much better or not.
Yes, it is.
I think you sound like head injury Harry Carey most of the time. You want to hear it again or you just want to move on?
Let's
hear it one more time.
Well, it says what all AI says was that Cosby admitted to obtaining Quaaludes to give women he wanted to have sex with.
Quaalude pudding pop.
Wait a second. We're joined now by what appears to be head injury Bill Cosby.
Not much worse than yours.
Wait, I want to hear more of yours, George.
No, I'm not going to do that.
What is that?
What is it? Radio genius, but you can call it what you want.
It's not Bill Cosby, but I want to know what it is. It's some character.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
It's pretty worse than his.
What?
Goofy
I've never heard you do, I guess, Bill Cosby before.
It's amazing, isn't
because
it?
I don't remember that.
It's amazing.
So, Bill, what are you doing these days now that you've been out of prison?
Oh, he's not on the line anymore.
Oh gosh. P1s were so happy and excited. We're having this fun.
No, they're not either. They're not excited.
I'm get out of the prison of the stuff of the Camille's tea.
That sounds like head injury Harry Carey.
That's Gordo like doing George's Bill Cosby.
No, that's what he just did 5 minutes ago, too.
Come on, let's have dueling Cosbys.
No.
Come on.
No, I don't want to. I hadn't heard you laugh that hard in a long time, Gordo.
It was so funny. So odd.
All right, that is me as candidate number two.
That is I.
Candidate number three.
Either way.
You try to tell me what happens to Monty here, Justin Montemayor, as he talks about a tragedy that happened some 30 years ago.
Oh, dear.
In 1995, this is all allegedly, Tejano music star Selena.
What?
Selena?
Come on, man.
This is your lane.
Are you Mexican or not?
Tejano.
I would lose on, that DJ. Game show.
Hispanic.
Died after allegedly being shot by Yolanda Saldivar.
Man, I don't know what happened to Monty there. How did he mess that one up? Both pronunciations by Monty. All right, one more time.
Oh, dear.
In 1995, this is all allegedly, Tejano music star Selena.
What?
Selena?
Come on, man.
This is your lane.
Are you Mexican or not?
Tejano.
I would lose on, that DJ. Game show.
Hispanic.
Died after allegedly being shot by Yolanda Saldivar.
Something tells me the Tejano may be a drop now for Monty.
It was funny after the double miss. All the voices that jumped in.
What are you doing? What's going on? All right, so those are your three candidates. Is it Creighton and the computer? Is it me or Monty? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hey, Jeb, it's Cruz and Alito.
Hey, Cruz.
First you have Quaalude Pudding Pop. Then you go to gobowling.com where you can print out a gift certificate for a free round of golf.
Okay. I guess that's a vote for me. Thanks. Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, are we still voting on picks against a few ones?
No. It's E-Break.
All right. Well, Jub Sugar.
Okay. Thank you. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh, gosh. Are you there? All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, is Gordon there?
Yes.
See.
Hey, this is CC Crow. I run the North Texas chapter of this murder. Would you please stop trying to bribe us? We don't want you.
Mm.
What?
A crow speaking up against you.
Yes, we don't want to be your friend. Stop trying to bribe us with peanuts.
You have a vote, Mr. Crow?
Sure. Us crows love the Quaaludes.
Okay. Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
President Sykes Bornborn.
Oh, my gosh. Are you happy now? He got
I
it.
Am. I'm very okay. happy.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the E-Break?
Hey, this is Chief.
Hello?
Yep.
George, for sure. Jeb.
Okay, I know that guy. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Ooh, we've been doing this for 32 years now. Today, during a very special Good Friday edition of Gordon's Corner, once again we'll play Thank God for Me. Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Give me the Kodak Jello Pudding Pop, George.
Here's ladies and gentlemen,
another fake Cosby.
We have ourselves a winner.
Good, we get to hear it again. All it says was all AI says was that Cosby admitted to obtaining Quaaludes to give women he wanted to have sex with.
Mm. Quaalude Pudding Pop.
Wait a second. We're joined now by what appears to be head injury Bill Cosby.
Not much worse than yours.
Wait, I want to hear more of yours, George.
No, I'm not going to do that.
What is that? What is it? Radio genius, but you can call it what you want.
It's not Bill Cosby, but I want to know what it is. It's some character.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
It's not any worse than his.
What?
Goofy
I've never heard you do, I guess, Bill Cosby before.
It's amazing.
Because I don't remember that.
It's amazing.
So, Bill, what are you doing these days now that you've been out of prison?
Oh, he's not on the line anymore.
Oh, gosh. P1s were so happy and excited. We're having this fun.
No, they're not either. They're not excited.
I'm get out of the prison of the stuff of the Camille
Sea. That sounds like head injury Harry Carey.
That's Gordo like doing George's Bill Cosby.
No, that's what he just did 5 minutes ago, too.
Come on, let's have dueling Cosbys.
No. No, I don't want to. All right, what a clubbing that was. What an E-Break that was. And I'm having a pretty good year. How many is that?
That's
now?
Two in a row. That's number 116. Can't remember the last time we had a clean sweep either. That was a 5 straight votes on that one. But yeah. You're now 24 behind Norm.